not these boys right here, is one of
those over there.
All right.
Or one of them.
Okay. What about if I'm pointing out something somebody's looking for? I might say, well, it's not right here nearby. It's
right over there.
All right. Or if I'm trying to show somebody how to do something, might tell them, well, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
Okay. Or what would you say the opposite of rich is? If a man's not rich, he might be just dirt.
Poor.
Right. Okay. How about filling this out? Completing this sentence, you might say, well, if a man has plenty of money, then he doesn't have too many problems, but life's hard on a man
who doesn't have any money.
Okay. And let's say if you have a group of fruit trees growing together, you'd say you have yourself
an orchard.
All right. And complete this sentence. Say if somebody wants to know who owns the orchard, I might say, well, I'm just a neighbor. Now, the man who lives up the road, he's the man.
Who owns the orchard.
Okay. Same thing for this one. I might say, well, now, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Who was even poorer.
All right. The tree that Washington was supposed to have cut down, that was a...
The cherry tree.
Right. What'd you call the hard inside part of a cherry? Might break a tooth on.
The pit.
All right. What about the hard inside part of a peach?
I guess you call it the seed.
Okay. Do you have different kinds of peaches around here, like according to how tight the meat is against the seed? If you have to get in there and cut it out, do you call it a particular kind of peach?
I guess that's a clang. Mm-hmm.
What about the other kind?
Freestone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not real sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the part of the apple that's left after you've eaten around it?
The core.
Okay. Do people around here ever slice up fruit parts and leave them out to dry?
Not that I know of. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Heard of dried... apples or peaches or anything?
I've heard of it, but I don't know of anyone who's done it.
Yeah. What would you use that for? Any idea?
Well, you use it in cooking. Mm-hmm. Pies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about different kinds of nuts that grow around here?
We have hickory nuts all over our yard.
Nice.
Pecans. Well, you don't see many walnuts anymore, but there are some.
On a walnut, is there a part of it that's kind of soft and might stain your fingers if you pick enough of them?
That outer shell is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As I remember.
Right. Would you ever refer to a walnut as having a hull?
Maybe that original coating would be a hull. I think it's a shell, though, that the real hard part around the nut.
Which you might call the soft part a hull?
I don't
know. Just not sure about that.
I don't know.
Okay. What about these kind of nuts that grow in the ground?
Like Jimmy Carter.
Right.
Planted. He has peanuts.
Yes. Any other names?
Oh, I don't know if goober, is that I don't know if it's the same size and all. Mm-hmm. I thought they were a little smaller.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Penders is another name.
For peanuts?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about the... A nut that might not grow around here, but a kind of an oval-shaped nut that you get around Christmas time.
Brazil nut?
Mm-hmm. Or there's a candy bar called a something or another joy.
Almond.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they grow here.
Okay. This fruit that